Hello, and welcome to the Travel Tales podcast. I am your host, Paul Thomas. This is episode number 14. In this episode, Wally and Jim prepare to leave Montreal. October 25th, 1946. The weather stays fine, warm, and open. Jim went visiting Japanese friends last night. He waited at the Ritz-Carlton twice today. There were no more replies to the Star ad. We checked on the answer to the ad we got yesterday. It came from Office 21, Mount Royal Hotel, Peel Street, which has on its door Kingsley Company Gloves, Loom Linens. Below this was Canex Trading Company Limited, L.B. Griesman. We decided not to pursue this reply to our advertisement any further. We learned today that airplane fare from here to New York is $20. Jim got a telegram telling him he's an uncle again. Storm windows are being put up in Montreal. Many have shutters. Very quaint. I like them. Many of the street lights are gas lights. There are many potato chip carts on the streets. Patates, frites, i.e. fried potato vendors, and chien chaud, i.e. hot dog vendors. This can be a windy city. We saw quinces in a store window for the first time. I took a bath in the chambre à bain below our room. Jim got in at 4:30 p.m. after serving at a fashion show, getting a shower at the YMCA, and serving at a drunken supper dance. October 26. Jim went without breakfast yesterday. I had 1 cube of sugar, 2 cups of water, and a muffet, as did he, for breakfast. That was the end of 1 box of 12 muffets. Montreal is a somewhat smoky city. We bought 25 cents worth of apples, the first fresh fruit for weeks. Jim and I had a bull session Saturday night from 6:30 p.m. to 11 p.m. During the bull session, we christened the rodent upstairs. We called him Reginald Rodent, or Reggie for short. October 27th, I sent a letter to Elmer Arnold, who helped me to fix the chain on Susie, i.e. my motorcycle, last spring. I wrote a postcard to home today. Jim went to church and visited Japanese friends all day, while I read more of Dostoevsky's The Brothers Karamazov. I didn't leave the house today. I received airmailed letter and snap from a friend that I found very interesting. She thinks I should be working on a career instead of, quote, wasting 4 more years going around the world. And when she says she expected me to be settled with a girl, I believe she reflects the sentiment of her mother. October 28th. We had our yellow fever inoculation and last bubonic plague shot. We were charged by the CNR $5 for each disease, i.e. $10 for both of us. What a shock that was. Then we picked up our registered general delivery mail. We both got checks for $38 and our unemployment insurance booklets. We got the services of our 16th doctor today and had our arms punctured for the 12th and 13th times. Jim packed his trunk in preparation for sending it home, and I packed mine as well. Our French has improved to the point where we get more than one of the alternatives verbally offered. So when I give my order, Jim is afraid to ask for the same thing for fear of being a copycat. Last Saturday, when he served at a dinner dance at the Ritz-Carlton, he was called by an inebriated but stunning woman as her kindred spirit. There are flies and cockroaches in this place, but no bedbugs. October 29th. We decided to travel light after leaving Montreal. Consequently, Jim expressed his trunk home for $5.80 for 48 pounds, and I did the same for my pack and his tent, 23 pounds for $2.50. Then I picked up my work shoes, costing $1.50 for rubber heels and leather soles. I wrote a postcard to home saying I'm expressing my pack home. Also, two blankets, a hatchet, a frying pan, and two pots. At Windsor train station, one of life's humorous moments. Jim waiting for the electric eye-controlled swinging glass doors to close so that he could open them all the way when he went through. Getting drenched with rain, Jim and I got our third diphtheria inoculation, the 14th arm puncture, and 16th doctor. This is our last inoculation for at least 1 year. But this guy said we should have at least one more cc of toxoid in about 3 weeks. Then Jim and I walked in the rain all over the sheds and sections talking to chief officers, captains, etc. of British ships. But it's no go. After visiting several more offices, we concluded that our only chance to ship out of here is on a U.S. ship with U.K. or blank orders, i.e., we don't know where it goes, for it sails under sealed orders. We tried this for the next 2 days, packing tonight, consulting the Gazette to see which ship we should try for tomorrow, which is pulling out. I gave Jim one of my bath towels, the one that Gordon Tappan gave me from Menacing, Camp Menacing. He got it from a hotel. Now Jim has two towels as well. In return, he gave me three hankies with the initial W on them, which he got in today's mail from friends in Hamilton, Ontario. Printed on the front of 406 Place Jacques Cartier was the signage: Salle à manger, chambre et pension, repas complet. Louis Raymond, restaurant, sandwiches, soup. The café, service rapide. October 30th. There was no non-British or non-Canadian ship leaving today, so we stayed away from the docks. There was no mail. Jim got a store-bought fruitcake from his mom. I mailed change of address cards. Before supper, we went to the YMCA and showered for free. Jim was so picturesque washing his towel and shorts in the shower while scrubbing. He was down on all fours. After supper, we visited friends of Jim Massey and Chiyomi Wakabayashi at 3467 Ontario Avenue. After coffee, cake, donuts, and fruit, we walked home, bought a Gazette in Windsor Station. There is only one ship, an American ship, that can possibly take us out of here tomorrow. So we packed tonight, starting at 12:30. October 31st, Halloween. We got 4.5 hours sleep last night. We were at Section 45 at 7:40 a.m. to find that the only U.S. ship which might take us today had gone, the SS Thomas Wolfe. Therefore, we took A, my suitcase and duffel bag, and B, Jim's smaller duffel bag and small pack sack, which was on his pack board, back to 406 Place Jacques Cartier. Jim and I both have the worst intestinal distress. I think it is due to the strong vinegar I had on my fish 2 days ago. Tonight is the last night our room rent is paid for, so we must leave Montreal tomorrow. And from the stomach down, I feel like I have drawn through a knot hole, run through a wringer, and then put through a meat grinder, or, as Jim says, like something the cat brought in, looked at, and dragged out again. I'm weak and afraid to move because of my stomach cramps and my distress. Jim had to do the chores alone today, since I can't abandon the toilet, i.e. he visited the post office, visited the Montreal Star, and the shipping master, etc. Maybe we will motor to New Orleans.